You know, when you look at this forecast, you see rain today, tonight, tomorrow. But when you get to Wednesday, you see 89. Thursday, 93. Friday, 94. And that's Brian Murr, the Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy, is joining us this morning. First off, B, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Well, it's early this morning. It's good to see you, too, in spite of that.
I got Brian up early this morning to come in. I almost feel kind of foolish talking about this sometimes, but when you look at some of the numbers and the frequency of people, babies, toddlers, young people being left in cars, pets, animals, and the people reacting to them, and the temperatures we've got coming up, I thought it was a good opportunity for you and I to talk about it. 37 deaths a year is what they attribute to this. 700 over the last 20 years have died from being left in the car.
Right, and every one of those are preventable.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of the ones, and one of the TV shows said, you know, leave something important in the back seat with your child so you don't remember them. I'm like, your cell phone's more important than your kid.
Right.
And kind of difficult. But on the other hand, while I was reading up on that, there was another group that had another idea. Take a furry, like a doll, baby, maybe one of your kid's toys, and whenever the kid's in the back seat, you put it in the passenger seat so you never forgot your kid's in the back. I thought that was a little better, I think.
Yeah, that's something that looks kind of neat, and I guess to a certain person it's going to make a little bit of sense.
Right.
You know, if you're organized enough to remember to move the stuffed animal into the car seat when the child's not there and into the front seat when the child's in the car seat, it's about being aware and being organized, and it's about making your kid a priority. And we shouldn't, you know, everything I read and saw on this, we shouldn't be judgmental. It's not the people that this happens to, it's not like they're completely disorganized. They just have a bad minute. And it turns into something something tragic that haunts them forever.
Yeah, that moment of distraction.
Right.
But there's also, and I didn't realize this until I was doing reading up, kids who manage to go out, play in the car, and lock themselves in it. And I had not thought about it until I did the work for the...
I'm in the same boat. I was doing homework to be prepared to talk to you this morning and saw that, and that was kind of a light bulb moment.
It was for me. And I didn't think about it, and then I realized when I was a kid, loved playing
Absolutely.
In the car.
Right.
You know, vroom, vroom, and right? That's yep. how we were all practicing at first. So there's an item there. And, of course, there, that is hiding the keys and the key fobs. But what happens if you're in the parking lot at the mall and you see a small child, you see a family pet, and it is 85 degrees and the windows are all rolled up? What do you do?
Well, to me, the kids and the pets are going to be in a slightly different category.
Right.
Because one of them clearly has a priority. The first thing is just take a quick look at the kid, you know, and see if – just see how they're acting. If they're kicking and looking around and grinning when you're making faces at them through the window, then that's probably an indicator that they're not in a whole lot of distress yet. So in that case, you've got the time, and you have to decide whether you've got the time to wait a couple minutes and see if the parent comes back, or if you want to go ahead and call 911 and get first responders on the way.
Hotter it is, the less time you have, because this is one of the things that you have to be prepared for, because time is of the essence here. It literally, time is the killer.
Right. Absolutely. If the kid's in the back seat and they're not responsive, if they're not moving, if they look flushed, or if they're just kind of listless, if you tap on the window and you don't get a reaction, then that's probably an indicator that they're in some amount of distress. You know, at that point, you're in the spot where you've got to decide, do you want to call 911 first? You just have to decide, and there's not a formula that we can give that makes it simple.
If a person makes that decision, are there some allowances in Illinois law to allow him or her to do something?
There's not really anything built into the law. It's a spot where you've got to trust to the common sense of it. If you can articulate, and articulate's a big word for right in the moment, but if you feel that child is in distress and there's not time, you know, there's not time to wait, knock the window out.
All right. Call 911 first, though.
It depends
on the state of the child.
You have to decide if you think you've got time for that or not. All the law enforcement down in this area of the state especially is going to understand, hey, the kid wasn't responsive. I tapped on the glass, made faces, was getting no reaction. It's 90 degrees out here. Was worried about the kid. I picked the window furthest away from the kid so that I didn't sprinkle the child with glass and knocked it out. Got the kid, put him in the air conditioned car, and called you.
Videotape this thing?
How much time have you got? It's going to take both hands to knock the window out.
Right. So, which brings us to the next point. That's not an easy thing for many people without the right tool. Safety glass on the side of a vehicle can be pretty difficult, be a hell of a challenge, actually, unless you've got the right gear.
They engineer those windows to be difficult to break.
Yep.
Pick one, like I said, if you've got the luxury of that much time, pick one away from the child so that you're not raining glass on them. Pick a bottom corner, pick a corner of the glass because that limits how much the glass is going to be able to move and flex. It will move and flex a little bit. You may have to hit it a couple times to get the hang of it.
Or get a tool. It's one of those tools. They make a multi-tools for that are meant to be able to cut a seat belt and take out a window.
Have you ever been able to find exactly the tool that you need when
No.
you need it?
No, because, and that's one of the other things. You're in a car crash, where's your cell phone? Because it goes flying.
Right.
It's one of those things as well. This happens a lot. It happens for animals, happens to pets. People are in the mall, and I think they're pretty sensitive to it now. They see something. They have a tendency to be a little more overt, and it's already happened again this year. I think when you and I were talking, we talked about that. I think the last case that I saw was, I think, Southern Indiana.
Yeah, just up the road in Evansville.
So, are there some good places, after you did some homework, for people who want to be concerned about this? Because we see it happen in different categories, too. We often talk about mom and dad, right? But what about grandma and granddad who maybe aren't accustomed to having a grandchild in the back seat? You've got issues when it comes to bus drivers and other types of mass transit for daycare centers or whatever. That one moment it takes to walk all the way to the back and way to the front, because we've seen this happen in every category that I've just talked about. We've seen it happen in the last year.
Right. And everything that I saw, there's no way to pigeonhole what kind of person, it's across all the economic statuses, job status, income, race, area of the country. There's no predictor. So, parents, babysitters, whatever you have, it's just if you're responsible for a kid, make sure, they've got to be the priority, and just double check. Get in the habit of looking in the car seat before you walk off from the car. Even if that should be something you check. We all have that routine of, you get to work, get out, lock the door, shut the door, and you look to make sure your lights are off, you're inside the lines on the parking lot. Look at the car seat also.
We're in autopilot.
Right.
I saw one that was 7 tips. Look before you lock, before you actually lock the car, always look in the back. Keep something you need in the back seat, something you need.
Mm-hmm.
Your ID, your briefcase, your computer badge, get in. That travel with a furry companion, so you put that up in the seat and next to you, so if you get a child in the back seat, visual reminder. Put the keys and the fobs away so the kids are not able to play and get in the car without permission. If your child does not show up at the daycare or school without prior notice, someone should call to locate the child. That's a plan for your child care provider. Say, look, and this happened a few years back, although this one was suspicious. I thought I dropped him off at daycare, and then he guy went into work and 8 hours later, but he was supposed to be at daycare, and the daycare doesn't get your kid. They call and go, where is it? And it's in the back seat at dad's work. If you see something, do something. If you see a child alone in the car, do not hesitate. Call 911. They say in this article, the biggest mistake people make is thinking it can't happen to them.
Right.
Which, yes.
And everybody believes that until... everybody believes that.
Right.
Right up until the point where that small percentage, it actually does happen.
And we are looking at weather that will cause that kind of problem, neglect, just a couple of moments of forgetfulness in some cases. 93 on Thursday, 94 on Friday. You're in a hot seat, hot car, no shelter from the sun. It does not take child very long. His system is not built to be able to deal with that heat like an adult. And... it's one of the great tragedies that we see now in modern life. What's interesting, Brian, you and I talked about this a couple of years ago. You can't help but wonder if there won't be some kind of change in this because of what you and I have seen now on cars with backup cameras. So many kids being run over in the driveway that now most a lot a lot of cars, many, many, I don't know what the percentage of, cameras in the back.
They've become standard for just about every vehicle.
Can't help but wonder if maybe somebody might come up with something for this problem.
I read places where they're talking about the technology and whether it's a weight sensor underneath the car seat or, you know, there's so much technology out there. It is about time it starts doing good things in vehicles instead of causing problems.
Brian's talking about social media again. 733 News Radio, WJPF, Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy Brian Murr. It's good to see you on a Monday morning, B.
Good to see you, too. Thanks.
You got anything new coming up? I know you've done some driver's programs with the kids. Got anything else you're working on right now?
There's not really anything coming up soon. The school's going to start before long. We'll start trying to remind people to watch out for buses.
Yeah.
You know, and after that, it's just one day follows another.